Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a random Wikipedia page every day. The random article for Monday, January 3, 2022 is Keytar. The Keytar is a lightweight synthesizer that is supported by a strap around the neck and shoulders, similar to the way a guitar is supported by a strap. Keytars allow players a greater range of movement on stage, compared to conventional keyboards, which are placed on stationary stands or which are part of heavy, floor-mounted structures. The instrument has a musical keyboard for triggering musical notes and sounds. Various controls are placed on the instrument's neck, including those for pitch bends, vibrato, portamento, and sustain. The term keytar is a portmanteau of the words keyboard and guitar. This style of keyboard was mostly referred to by manufacturers as a MIDI controller, remote keyboard, strap-on keyboard, or variations thereof. Though the term keytar has been used since the introduction of the instrument, it was not used by a major manufacturer until 2012, when the Elesis company referred to the Vortex, the company's first product of this type, as a USB/MIDI keytar controller. CEO and co-founder of TapTap Strum, Kyle Zimmerman, later came out with the design for the Keytar L8R. The Roland Axe Edge, which incorporates its own synthesis engine, is referred to by the manufacturer as a keytar. Keytars may either contain their own synthesizer engines, or be MIDI controllers. In either case, a keytar needs to be connected to a keyboard amplifier or PA system to produce a sound that the performer and audience can hear. MIDI controller keytars trigger notes and other MIDI data on an external MIDI-capable synthesizer, sound module or computer with synthesizer software. While keytars are usually used to create musical sounds, like any other MIDI controller, it could also be used to trigger such as MIDI-enabled lighting controllers, effects devices and audio consoles. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:26 UTC on Monday, January 3, 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for keytar. This podcast is produced by Abulsmay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Abulsmay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Kendra Standard. Thank you for listening to Random Wiki of the Day.